Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Senate has approved a roughly $2 trillion coronavirus relief package. The House is set to take it up tomorrow. The bill provides direct payments to most Americans. It also includes billions for big corporations and small businesses. The Senate's package also includes $400 million. This will help states secure upcoming elections during the health crisis. NPR's Pam Fessler prepared this report.
The bill would allow states to provide more mail-in and early voting opportunities and to make in-person polling sites safer for voters. Elections in more than a dozen states have already been postponed due to concerns about the virus. Several states have also said they plan to send all voters applications for absentee ballots so they don't have to show up in person. Still, Democrats and others are pushing for even more funding. The Brennan Center for Justice in New York estimates that at least $2 billion is needed to protect the elections from disruption during the pandemic. Postage alone for millions of absentee ballots could cost more than $500 million. Pam Fessler, NPR News.
Researchers at Johns Hopkins University say more than 1,000 people have died of COVID-19 in the U.S. There are more than 69,000 diagnosed cases. Dr. Anthony Fauci is a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. He says some areas of the U.S. continue to need shelter-in-place orders. Fauci says President Trump's desire to reopen the country by April 12th is not firm.
We've discussed this with him, that you have to be very flexible in that. And he will be flexible. He put that out because he wanted to give some hope to people. But he is not absolutely wed to that. I've spoken to him about it yesterday, and he keeps saying that although he would like that to be the date, he's open-minded and flexible to make sure that the facts and what the pattern of the virus is going to determine what we do.
Dr. Fauci spoke to NPR's Morning Edition. Federal banking regulators say there's no need for people to keep large amounts of cash on hand during the coronavirus pandemic. NPR Scott Horsley reports.
Regulators have a simple message for customers who might be tempted to pull money out of the bank during this anxious time as a kind of security blanket. Your money is safest, they say, when it's in the bank. There have been anecdotal reports of people making large cash withdrawals. Yelena McWilliams, who chairs the FDIC, says even if a bank branch closes or shortens its hours, customers will be able to put their hands on cash.
ATMs are functioning as usual. Payment systems are functioning as always. I know anecdotally that we heard from several banks that they're actually using extra caution in cleaning the ATMs and sanitizing them.
Some banks are getting extra deliveries of cash from armored trucks. The people who drive those trucks are considered essential workers. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. 2 million Americans without access to clean running water have become some of the most vulnerable to the coronavirus. On the Navajo Nation, 40% must haul water and use outhouses. From member station KJZZ, Laurel Morales reports.
Shanna Yazzie drives 50 miles for her drinking water, groceries, and other necessities. Since health officials have encouraged frequent hand washing, her family is using more water.
My mother was asking me, like, when are we taking the trash out? We have 4 bags of trash, and we have to drive into the city to do that. Doing laundry, I'm scared to go do laundry right now. We have a small laundromat here in the community. Kind of risky for us right now.
In 2009, American Indians and Alaska Natives died from H1N1 at 4 times the rates of all other racial and ethnic groups combined. That's according to a study by the National Institutes of Health. For NPR News, I'm Laura Morales in Flagstaff.
The suspect, accused of killing 51 people at 2 mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand last year, has unexpectedly pleaded guilty to all charges. The shocking attacks triggered new gun laws in New Zealand. Critics called for changes on social media rules as the gunman live-streamed his attacks. The FBI says a man suspected of plotting to bomb a hospital in Missouri has died after agents attempted to arrest him. The suspect was the subject of a long-running domestic terrorism investigation. The FBI says he was a potentially violent extremist motivated by racial, religious, and anti-government hatred. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.